And next to the hottest ticket in Dublin, and I'm not talking about Oasis for a change. It was a sellout on Broadway and London's West End, and now it's Dublin's turn to experience the cultural phenomenon that is the hip-hop musical Hamilton. The hit musical is opening tomorrow and has an unlikely plotline, being a hip-hop musical about the first US Secretary of the Treasury. And Evelyn O'Rourke, even if you think you don't know the music, you do. It has seeped into popular culture. And after 10 years, it's here. Will you remind us how it sparked to life?
Yes, finally here. Well, I suppose it goes back nearly 10 years because Lin-Manuel Miranda, the Pulitzer Prize winning writer of this, the composer, the performer, the creator behind all this, he went on holidays and he brought a copy of Ron Chernow, the historian's biography about Alexander Hamilton, one of the founding fathers. And he found it so inspiring, he decided to bring the story to life. But he brought a whole other vision to it because he himself is the son of Puerto Rican immigrants to New York. He was raised in New York. He made two big decisions, Mary. He decided, I love musical theatre, but I want to do something different with this. So he soaked it in hip hop. The idea was to just give that energy, that life to it. And he also, rising out of that, then went for a very diverse cast. So rather than the kind of sense of founding fathers as those sort of elderly, white, you know, paternalistic characters, he fills his cast with non-white actors, the energy, the enthusiasm, the talent. And that's been a key part of Hamilton's, all the productions of it over the last decade too.
Mm. And of course, you know, Alexander Hamilton wouldn't have been one of the best known of the founding fathers. And Miranda's decision to have this fully diverse casting, how significant was that?
I think it was huge because I think it allowed him to go off and explore such big themes as race and immigration and the American dream. I mean, we here in Ireland know so well about Irish people sailing over to America to follow their dream. So this is one of those stories, and it's a very strong theme in the show. And for example, yesterday I got to talk to Shaq Taylor. Shaq is playing the lead part of Alexander Hamilton, and he himself talks about this as a young actor looking at the stage and saying, I saw myself up there. These opportunities don't come this often. So I think we've a little flavour of what Shaq had to say to me yesterday at the Board Gala.
Incredibly important for me, especially as a person of colour. You don't really get roles like this that represent us so well. This explores so many emotions, so many elements that I can dive into. I mean, you don't really get a role that has grief and sadness, but yet has all the excitement and happiness and gets to explore love and heartbreak and experience being really intelligent and, you know, growing within themselves.
And the energy of the production as well, Evelyn, I think you have to see it and experience it to really feel it, don't you? The Bluffers, two questions for you. Are there any tickets left and how long is the run?
I know, I'm beginning to feel a bit like Marty Marcy before the Ireland people coming up going, any chance for a ticket? No, it is sold out at this point, and they're saying, look, there may be some returns, but please only go for legitimate kind of services. But no, it's pretty much run out at this point. And I suppose the Bluffer's Guide is, it's the story of one man, but it's really the story of America, you know, emerging as its own nation. So it starts with him setting sail from the Caribbean, making it to America with nothing. He's penniless, but he's got this extraordinary brain, and he makes his way through as a lawyer. He serves in the army. He becomes really George Washington becomes his mentor, and he climbs right to the top of the American establishment and becomes one of the founding fathers. And I suppose the ending, we're not going to give anything away, but that's really the story. But I suppose the fact, as you were saying, he was one of the lesser known founding fathers, but my God, with this musical, that's sweet revenge, isn't it? Because now everybody thinks of him as the key founding father.
It's still running, of course, on Broadway, isn't it? It's still running in the West End. It now has this short run in Dublin, and worldwide phenomenon, you know, it'll be around again and again, I suspect.
Well, we were asking yesterday, is there any chance for a return visit? Because obviously down aboard, gosh, they're absolutely thrilled with the reaction. I mean, Mary, it has to be remembered, it's their fastest selling show. They shifted more than 90,000 tickets on the first day of sales, which is just unprecedented for them. And they were just saying, this is word of mouth, this is buzz. I mean, London, the West End has been packing out since 2017. This show first took the stage off Broadway and then quickly moved to Broadway in 2015. Wherever it travels, it sells out. And I think it's that, you know, it's fun, it's lively. It lifts the roof. Like they were saying, the preview audiences, the energy in the theatre was just off the charts. That before the show started, the hollering and the cheering had started.
Mm. And, you know, I saw it in London. I was fortunate enough to see it in London a couple of years ago. And I really felt I needed to do two things. I needed to go back, read a book about Alexander Hamilton and go back then and watch the musical and experience the musical yet again. I still haven't done that, but I certainly will.
Lots of upper value ahead. I mean, yeah, I mean, people keep saying, is it very historical? Is it, you know, do you need to know the detail? In a way, yes, and in a way, no. I mean, there's barely a word spoken in this. It is all song. It is all done through the hip-hop. But the language, and the thing I want to get across as well, it's great fun. I think people think it's quite serious and earnest, and of course there are such big issues in it. But there are bits where you're falling off your chair laughing, and just the energy, the cast, they just want you to enjoy it. Like, they are literally...
And you will enjoy it. That is the message, yeah. It is absolutely fantastic. Evelyn, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the show if you get a chance to go. It's 9:01.